The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda make it wins in three straight. They now have points in nine consecutive games as they return back home and they take down the Abbotsford Canucks by a final score of 5-3. They score three times in the final period and they win another game in come-from-behind fashion. Behind a couple of goals in that third from Pavel Regenda and a game winner from Igor Chernyshov. As we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth alongside Drew Amenda, I'm Nick Nolenberger. Middle period, the Barracuda just got off their game. They allowed three goals. Penalty trouble was the issue, really. That was kind of the genesis of what occurred in that second. Just a weird second period as a whole. It was chippy. It was penalty filled. There was some no calls, and the Barracuda lost their game, but give them full marks because in the third, they found something, and they found a way to tie it and ultimately win.
Yeah, they got it back through simplicity of the game, really. The game, David Quinn, former head coach of the San Jose Sharks and now assistant coach with the New York Rangers, was his good friend Mike Sullivan. He had a saying that Jackie Parker, who just was in the Hall of Fame induction with Joe Thornton, used to say it's a simple game, complicated, played by few, complicated by many. And the game got a little complicated for the Cuda in the second. Good job by the Vancouver, or by the Abbotsford Canucks, to get after the Cuda, to cause pressure, to cause turnovers, to cause poor passes. The connectivity was lost, but then in the third period, after just a simple play to the net, drive the net away from the puck, send the puck to the net, bang, it goes off for again, it goes in, and all of a sudden the Cuda settled down. And they were able to start making some plays and making some passes and getting pucks out. And then the winning goal is another simple play. Guys driving the net, good play on the entry into the zone, the shot to the net, follow it up, and then Chernyshov is there, as well as Quentin Musty. Quentin Musty providing terrific job on screening and having a body in position, and then Chernyshov puts it in. So, again, sticking with it, staying with it, not giving up on each other, not giving up on yourselves. But again, for a coach, you don't mind these games. You win it, and then you get a lot to talk about tomorrow to your team in order to improve.
Well, it's interesting because you've got two teams totally on different sides of the spectrum. You've got the red-hot Barracuda, points now on nine straight, and you've got the fledgling Canucks, who played really, I think, a pretty solid, hard-working game tonight. But when you're as fragile as they are, because frankly, they're flat-out struggling. They have just three wins on the year, one over their now last 14 games. Yep. They had a lead, and they allowed for the Barracuda to just get that kernel of hope, and San Jose took full advantage of it, and they come all the way back in the third period to pick up a 5-3 win.
Good point. Yep.
Let's recap this game. Going back to the first, very special teams heavy. The first four goals of the game came via the power play, and the first two for the Barracuda at 13:28. Oliver Wahlstrom made it goals in back-to-back as the Barracuda jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Cagnoni and White with the helpers. Here's side for Wahlstrom. Reels the puck in along the wall. Wahlstrom back to the top of the circle. Shoots, he scores! Oliver Wahlstrom goes now in back-to-back as he picks the 7-hole, and the Barracuda open up the scoring here in the first period on the power play. Well, Drew, the power play came into the game a little bit cold for their standards. No goals in their last two games, but they do quick work. Great shot there from Wahlstrom.
Really good. I thought Wahlstrom played a heck of a game. He was very strong tonight. He got in the fight, also scored that goal, but it was a strong, simple play on the goal, and it was a beautiful shot.
Yeah, Wahlstrom, two-thirds of a Gordie Howe hat-trick, had the goal, had the fight, did not pick up the assist. Barracuda up 1-0. Exactly 3 minutes later at 16:28, back on the power play, Jimmy Huntington, who does a lot for this group, had not been scoring, just one goal on the season, came on opening night 13 games ago, but he would find Paydirt in tight, his second of the season, from Haviland and Afanasyev, for Afanasyev in his 200th AHL game, and the Barracuda in the first period would jump out to a 2-0 lead. Afanasyev in the corner, up high, Carlson, Afanasyev down low, in front, here's a chance, they score! Jimmy Huntington siphons the puck through, it's a power play goal, and the Barracuda are up 2-0. Again, Drew Huntington does a lot for this team, loved by his teammates, loved by the coaching staff. Good to see a guy like that get rewarded.
Yeah, 100%. He, another guy who played a very strong game, was working hard all game. He got into that position in the slot and just moved his body in a perfect way, where that getting the pass and then firing the puck was almost in one fluid motion. Beautiful shot, and it looked really good early for the Barracuda.
It sure did. Things kind of changed late in the first period. A hit in the neutral zone by Kasper Halttunen on Lekker Mäki of the Abbotsford Canucks. It was a penalty called for interference against Halttunen, but he drew the ire of multiple Canucks. Labate was trying to get to him what felt like most of the night after that point, but it would end up being just a 4-on-4 situation. Although Abbotsford seemed to wake up a little bit after that point, and they would carry that disdain into the second period and start drawing penalties. They would twice go on to the power play, and they would score on both of them. First, Ben Berard, his fifth of the season at 132, and then Ty Mueller at 646. So just like that, we were all tied up at 2-2. And then Chase Waters, the veteran captain now for the Abbotsford Canucks, had yet to score on the season, but he slipped behind everybody. Minio found him on a stretch feed, and Waters made no mistake on a breakaway to give Abbotsford its first lead of the game on their third straight goal. By Bowers, Barracuda take it away, but Minio steals, headman feed, he's got Waters, busting in, shoots and scores! Chase Waters has his first of the season, and the Canucks have their first lead with 11:35 left here in the second period. Oh, the Canucks at that point drew all over the Barracuda, three straight goals, and the captain Waters comes through.
He was really good on the two goals on the power play. He was doing a great job in front of the net, screening Skar, and that goal was a turnover entering the zone, and he was perfect. He got out quick, and they quick up to him, finished it off, and it looked like, all the momentum was with Abbotsford.
Well, it was a tale of two periods to start. The Barracuda dominating the first, special teams heavy, out shooting the Canucks 12-4, carried a 2-0 lead into the second. In the second, the Canucks pot three on 15 shots. They outshoot the Barracuda 15-9. So we go to the third with Abbotsford carrying a 3-2 lead and momentum in their favor. But for the Barracuda, playing as well as they have been with it being on home ice, they had everything in front of them, lots of time to go, and really out of thin air, they'd find a way to tie the score. There was really nothing going on.
No.
Barracuda would turn the puck over a lot. They weren't getting many chances, really weren't spending much time in the offensive zone, but a smart, heady play from a young player, Kasper Halttunen, flicks a pass back post. Paavo Urgenda charges the post and directs it home to tie the score up at 6:18 of the third period at 3-3. It's interesting, too, because the first period, obviously a 2-0 lead, aided by power plays, but they were much crisper in that first. The penalties and the special teams seem to have kind of just thrown them off axis.
Jack Thompson's coming out there, and everybody's on the left side of the ice. He's coming out the right side. He's got nowhere to go.
Now halting it over the line. Feathered to the net. They score! Pavel Regenda, back post, stuffs it home. It is a funky game, Drew, and nothing's working. Out of thin air, the Barracuda find a way to tie it up.
That's the best way to put it, Nick. Shows you what the heck I know up here.
Felt like we were doing a podcast for a minute.
Exactly.
In that third period. There was nothing going on. We were just chatting hockey, and all of a sudden, the Barracuda, smart play, though. You talked about it. Simplicity. Yeah. Put the puck to the net. Charge the net. And that's exactly what they did, and they tie it up.
It's Ryan Warsawski. Ryan Warsawski talks to the head coach of the Sharks, talks about managing your game. When things aren't going well, you have to simplify your game. That's how you manage the game. And simplifying your game is simply that, getting the puck into the zone, driving the net, throwing it at the net, and then stopping at the net to try to get a rebound or something like that. It's just straight ahead hockey, north-south hockey, and it worked there. But we were right. There was nothing going on before that.
Barracuda find a way to tie the score up. And then, again, a simple play that leads to the go-ahead goal at 16:35. Igor Chernyshov puts home a loose puck. His team-leading seventh of the year, Philip Biestead and Vinny Iorio pick up the assists. And just like that, the Barracuda, they had their lead back, taking a score of 4-3. Towards Hill plate, Biestead pulls the puck in. His pass up the wall is stymied. It caroms back down below the goal line. And now Iorio with his head up, left wing side, he's got Biestead. Biestead into the O-zone, holding, shoots in the right pad, stop made, throw it back in front, open net, they score! It's Chernyshov! And the Barracuda lead it 4-3 with 3:25 left here in the third. Biestead follows his own rebound, puck comes off the end wall, he puts it behind Tolopilo, and Chernyshov, Johnny on the spot, directs it home.
And Quentin Musty was there, he didn't interfere with Tolopilo getting back in, but he was there enough to cause Tolopilo to have to delay, but I don't think it would have mattered because there were two guys at the net, and honestly, the play by Biestead to follow up that puck, you said it perfectly. You have to shoot and follow. Did a great job there, and that was the big goal.
So the Barracuda take a 4-3 lead, and they would seal the victory with this empty netter from Regendez, second of the period and third of the game. Berard will pull it free. Up high to the point, Mancini. Top of the umbrella. Shoots to the net. Block. Puck loose. Thrown far side. Reaching out for a Chernyshov. Good stick, but pulled back in by the Canucks. Mancini shot blocked. Picked up. Thrown to the left wing side. Chernyshov up the wing. Lays it along. And it's going to be walked into the open net and fired home by Regendez as the San Jose Barracuda have potted their third of this third period and are up by two. Again, to second of the game, third of the season, that is. Fifth career multi-goal effort, and the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. So another come-from-behind win. This team figuring it out. Yep. We're seeing it before our eyes early in the season. Young guys coming alive. Full team effort. Not a great second period, nope, but they get the job done.
Again, it's one of those games where you figure it out a way. Sometimes you got to grind it out. The coaches will look at that. There'll be some lessons to be taught, but you love those because you won the game and you still can get that coaching in to make them better next time they're out.
That's one thing that Philip Biestead told me before tonight's game. I asked him, what have you learned over the first year and change in your pro career to allow you to become a more consistent player? And he said, it's usually the mental side when things aren't going your way, when you don't have your A game.
Right.
Being able to lean on your B game. And in stretches tonight, the Barracuda had their B game, but they found a way.
I worked for a coach that once we had everybody in the room and we were struggling, he went around the room and asked each individual, what do you do? And you couldn't come up with it, like, you know, it wasn't, they didn't, we didn't allow any, like, oh, I work hard and I go into the corners and things like that. And he said, no. What do you do? And we got everybody to tell us what they did. And then he asked, when you're not able to do that, what do you do? And that's a very powerful thing because you've got to think, okay, if I don't have my A game, like you said, my B game, what can I lean on? What are my foundational strengths that I can lean on in order to help the team? And I think that's a great learning tool for Biestead, and I'm glad he's figuring it out.
Well, at this level, really, too, in particular, these are the moments, this is the time in these players' careers where they can learn these type of things that can really propel them long-term as they quest and hope to quest to the National Hockey League. Barracuda make it three wins in a row. They now have points nine straight games. 7-0-1-1 during that stretch. Points in every game in the month of November.
Wow.
And with the victory, they are now 9-5-1-1. So four games above 500 and up to 20 points on the year. Colorado was idle tonight. They still sit atop the Pacific Division. They have 25 points due the Colorado Eagles. Barracuda will be in Colorado right after Thanksgiving on that Friday and Saturday. So that should be a early season heavyweight matchup in the Pacific Division. Final shots, 33-22 in favor of the Barracuda. Cuda go 2-for-3 on the power play. Abbotsford goes 2-for-2 on the advantage. Winning goaltender, Jakub Skark, has won 4 in a row for the first time in his career. Again, we mentioned at the start of the broadcast, won 5 games last year in 22 attempts.
Yeah.
Now, he was on a struggling Bridgeport team, but he's already at 6 wins this year, and we're not even through the month of November.
Talk about the confidence.
Right.
And he made some saves in the third when Abbotsford was pushing that You know, they didn't look difficult, but they were because how much pressure Abrashev was putting on. So good for him.
Nikita Tolopilo is the losing goaltender. First action for him since late October. October the 24th was the last time he played. His record now stands at 1-3 on the season. The Canucks fall tonight. They are now 3-12-0-2 on the season. They have dropped three in a row. The Barracuda with the win. They are now two games above 500 at home. They have won three straight on home ice as well. And again, they are now four games above 500 and up to 20 points on the year. Habits for 3-12-0-2 on the season. These teams will run it back tomorrow. We're on the air starting at 5:30 with pregame coverage at sjbarracuda.com/listen. You can listen through the app, of course, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. You can bounce between us and the Sharks. Sharks in action tomorrow taking on the Ottawa Senators. That should be a fun one as well. Yeah. You're on the call. Yep. Television side tomorrow?
Television side tomorrow. Yeah, got to get the makeup, break the makeup up.
Natural.
Oh, yeah. Cover the shine. We got to dull the shine as much as possible.
We'll be keeping tabs on that one as well. Sharks are obviously rolling. They'll look to try to continue that. They're two games above 500, and we're early, so, again, we're tempering expectations, but they're right on the cusp of a wild card spot and right in that Pacific Division as well.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Right. Yeah. I think that's
It's been a long, long, long road to be back to a team that hopefully can contend. So we're enjoying it, but you're right. Again, be where your feet are. You're right. Tomorrow, it's the Ottawa Senators.
Well, it's a fun time to be part of this organization, without a doubt, with the success of the Sharks and all these young prospects succeeding here in the American Hockey League as well. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. They've won three in a row, points now in nine straight. They'll look to continue it tomorrow with the second game of a back-to-back against these Canucks. Let's go over our three stars before we do sign off. The number three star tonight for the Barracuda, second-year defenseman Luca Cagnoni. Had two assists, a +2 rating, and two shots on net. One of the real bright young stars of this league, he is the number three star. The number two star is Ben Berard. He continues to pace this Canuck team in scoring, finished with a 1-1 tonight, a -1 rating, two shots on net, and five penalty minutes. And the number one star is Pavel Regenda. He had the two goals, the empty netter at the end, a +2 rating for the Barracuda. But, again, a balanced attack for San Jose. Multiple players pulling the rope this evening as the Cuda win this one 5-3 over the Canucks. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 33 minutes, 2,404 sought. Tomorrow, expecting a sellout, expecting one of the best crowds since this building opened up. So that should be a lot of fun for Star Wars night, specialty jerseys, post-game auction. So make sure to get your tickets at sjbarracuda.com. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether they watched or they listened. And a sincere thank you to the great Drew Amenda for joining us again. Drew will be joining us throughout the season whenever there are no conflicts with his day job with the Sharks. So we look forward to that. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. For the great Drew Amenda, I'm Nick Nolenberger. Saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.